away from, what would you say?
Maybe I'm going way out in the garden. If I make any noise out there, you let me know.
What would you say to get the hogs to move away from you if they were?
Just say, sir, get away.
Okay. And how would you call chickens?
Just say, chicken.
Did y'all have chickens that y'all moved here?
Oh, yes. I raised chickens the first few years I lived out here. I had chickens.
How come you don't have any now?
Well, because people don't have the fences around and there's so much trouble to other people. And really, you can buy eggs and poultry just about as cheap as you can raise it, unless you have your own feed.
Yeah.
If you have to buy the feed and stuff to feed it and the trouble and worry, no more poultry and eggs than we use. We can buy them just as cheap as fooling with it.
Does anyone around here have animals
No, that's a friend right over here on the road has some horses, and this lady down the road here has some chickens.
Uh-huh.
But really, they're not supposed to let chickens run out.
She just has them loose?
Yeah, they just go from place to place. But I don't know, she moved not long ago, and I think she got rid of all of her chickens. I don't know if there's any chickens down there now or not, but she did have a bunch of little banny chickens.
Do you ever have guineas?
No, I've never raised any guineas. Now, my mother did. We had guineas. But that's been a very long time ago since I was around guineas.
Something baked in a deep dish, kind of like a fruit pie. Maybe it's made out of apples and it has several layers of apples.
No, and it's cobbler.
Okay. Anything else? Did you ever hear of a deep apple pie?
Oh, yes, the deep apple pie, sure.
What's the difference between
those? Well, now, this is the difference that I have. I just make my deep apple pie different from the cobbler. You put your fruit in there and put your dumplings in, a layer of fruit and a layer of the dough for the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
But a deep apple pie, you just have a deep pie plate
mm-hmm.
plate lined with dough and put your fruit in. All the ingredients
it's
in there.
It's more like just an apple pie.
Yeah, more like an apple pie, yeah.
Deeper.
The deep apple, only it's just deeper. It just has more fruit. That's.
What about family pie?
I don't know, no. What is family pie?
I don't know.
I don't know, you don't know either.
It may be about the same thing.
Yeah, about the same thing. It's about the same thing.
Someone has a good appetite, you say. He sure likes to put away his
food.
Do you ever call it vittles?
Yeah, no, I've heard it called vittles, but I never have called vittles.
How does that sound to you?
Just like the hillbillies.
And you'd say, if you were thirsty, you'd say, I went over to the sink and I poured myself
a glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and did what?
Broke.
Huh?
And broke.
Okay, so somebody has done what to the glass? Someone has
cleaned up the glass?
Or they had to clean it up because the glass had been
crushed, broke.
Okay.
It had to be cleaned up.
And you say, I didn't mean to
do that.
To
break the glass.
And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a
snack or knick-knack.
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family's standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and
sit down.
You say, so then they went ahead and
sit down.
And no one else was standing because they had all
sat down.
And you could take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and make kind of a sweet liquid. You could pour over a pudding or pie. You call that a
sauce.
And if you let milk sit and it kind of gets thick, you'd call it
clabber.
Okay. What can you do with that?
Make buttermilk.
Anything else you can make?
Cottage cheese.
Huh?
Cottage cheese, buttermilk.
Is that cottage cheese different from the kind you buy at the store?